So bringing a broad awareness, just aware of that sitting posture. Trying to get a felt sense for the body sitting, aware of your bottom and the surface underneath that pressure. And aware of that space around and the immediate area around your body. And just feeling the body as it is now. It can be good to sweep a broad awareness over the top of the head and down over the face. And then feeling that area at the back of the head. And the ears. And sweeping awareness down the back of the neck. And then the front of the neck. And then resting that awareness on the shoulders. So bring this awareness, this natural mindful awareness, to this area of the shoulders. We can consciously relax a little bit. Relax those shoulder muscles. And sweep that awareness down the chest. A broad area at the front of the chest, just aware of the physical feelings. And then down over the stomach. The abdomen. The lower abdomen. And down over the groin. And then gently bring that awareness back up the front of the body. Simply knowing the body. Feelings of the body, and resting at the shoulders once again. And then gently sweep that awareness down the back, the top part of the back, slowly. And then the middle part of the back. And then the lower back. And then once again, feeling your bottom, aware of that surface underneath, feeling the pressure. And just knowing. When we're practicing knowing in this way, we don't need to have any thoughts. And if there are thoughts, we're aware of them, we try not to follow them. Just knowing a thought as a thought. And giving our attention to the awareness of feelings in the body. And gently bring that awareness back up the back from the bottom to the right shoulder. And slowly move that awareness down the right arm, the outer arm, and the inner side of the upper arm. And then down over the elbow, right elbow. And then down the lower right arm. Outside and then inside. Down to the wrist. And then feeling the back of the right hand, aware of the feelings. And then knowing the feelings of the palm. And then gently sweep that awareness from the base of the thumb to the tip of the thumb. And then the next finger. And the middle finger, the next finger, and then the little finger, and then gently move that awareness back up the hand, the arm, the elbow, right shoulder, and then over to the left shoulder. Once again, moving the awareness down the left arm, the upper arm, outside and then inside. And then the elbow. And then sweeping awareness down the lower left arm, outside and inside, down to the wrist. And then aware of the back of the left hand. You may feel it pressing against something. Your lap, and then feeling the left palm, and then sweeping awareness from the base of the thumb to the tip. And the next finger, the middle finger, the next finger, and the little finger. And from the left hand, you can move the attention down to the right hand side of the bottom. It's feeling grounded, knowing that you're sitting. And then sweep the awareness down over the right thigh, the outside and then the inside, down to the knee. Feeling those physical feelings, sensations of the area of the knee, the outside and then the inside. You might notice more warmth behind the knee. Just aware, knowing the feelings as they are. And then sweeping that awareness down the shin and the right leg, from the knee to the ankle. And from behind the knee down to the ankle. Over the calf muscle. And sweeping the awareness over the top side of the foot, from the ankle down to the base of the toes. And then once again from the ankle down over the heel and the sole to the base of the toes. Sweeping awareness from the base of the big toe to the tip. And then the next toe. the middle toe. The next toe. And then a little toe. Relaxing any tension, any holding, just allowing the body to be. And sweeping awareness back up through the foot, over the ankle, up to the knee, up over the thigh, feeling your bottom again. And then doing the same with the left leg, starting sweeping awareness from the hip out over the thigh to the knee. And then the underside of the thigh to behind the knee. Aware of the knee, and then sweeping awareness down over the shin, the left leg. Down to the ankle. And then from behind the knee to the ankle. Sweeping awareness over the top of the left foot to the base of the toes. And then from the heel down over the sole, the left foot. And then sweep awareness from the base of the big toe to the tip. And then the next toe. And the middle toe. The next toe. And then the little toe. Now, having swept this mindful awareness over the entire body, relaxing the awareness to have a broad sense of the body sitting once again, and then try to offer an attitude of acceptance, just allowing things to be exactly as they are right now, dropping any tension, dropping any holding, and just allowing. Bring our awareness now to the breathing. And knowing the feelings of the entire in-breath as it passes through the nose, into the chest and the abdomen. And in those same areas, knowing the entire out-breath, abdomen, chest, nose. We can use the breath, breathing in, coming into this moment, and breathing out, putting the past behind, or not picking it up, leaving it where it is. Breathing in, knowing, now, and breathing out. Some people find it helpful to count at the nose and the chest and the abdomen, 1, 2, 3, a gentle, quiet mental noting. And then on the out-breath, 3, 2, 1. For people where there's a lot of thought when they come to meditate, it is good to do this body sweeping. It gives the mind something to do, and it's good to use the counting because it restrains the mind from thinking. A gentle, quiet mental noting. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. And if you find that the thoughts calm down and you want something a little more simple, a little more spacious, we can use the word butto. On the in-breath, but, aware of all of the feelings, but mentally noting, gently, put. And on the out-breath, do. Aware of the feelings of the in-breath, nose, chest, abdomen, but. Aware of the feelings of the out-breath, abdomen, chest, nose, do. Simply bringing this gentle quality of knowing, quality of bare awareness, it actually takes quite a bit of practice to understand what this thing we call mindfulness is. It's not an idea, it's not a concept. It's not knowing with an opinion. Mindfulness knows feelings as feelings. Pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant. It knows their qualities, their characteristics. But mindfulness doesn't have an opinion about a feeling. Opinions are thoughts. Mindfulness knows a thought as a thought. So mindfulness is always with us, but sometimes it's weak, sometimes it's fuzzy when we're absorbed in other things. Aware of the feelings of the in-breath, nose, chest, abdomen, foot. Aware of the feelings of the out-breath, abdomen, chest, nose, do. So when we practice meditation, we're putting down all these other objects, sense objects, putting down thoughts, opinions, speculations, worries, memories, and training ourselves to be aware of a feeling as a feeling, one in-breath, and a feeling as a feeling in the present moment, knowing one out-breath. Aware of the feelings of the in-breath, nose, chest, abdomen, foot. Aware of the feelings of the out-breath, abdomen, chest, nose, do. Right mindfulness does have a quality of wisdom present also. Wisdom would know things as unpleasant, neutral, pleasant. When it comes to the various types of thoughts, mindfulness and wisdom would know if it was wholesome or unwholesome, skillful or unskillful. There's a kind of a direct knowing. A clear present moment awareness that knows phenomena as they are. aware of the in-breath put, aware of the out-breath do. The Buddha was awakened. The Buddha was always possessed of clear, alert mindfulness. We use this word Buddho. Knowing, awake. We use this gentle quality of knowing to bathe that area of the mind. Because we are unenlightened beings, still we experience forms of confusion, forms of delusion. There's often some sense of conflict and pain in the heart, so we bring this awareness, which is calming, to soothe that area, washing away various types of confusion, various lingering conflicts, just washing it away with the breath, aware of the in-breath put, bathing the mind with mindfulness in that area of the heart, aware of the out-breath do, putting things down. Anything in the mind that hurts, we can let it go, put it down. Bringing in this attitude of kindness. Right, mindfulness has a gentle, kind quality. Breathing in with gentleness and kindness. Bathing the mind, washing the mind like a balm. And breathing out, putting everything down. So just 10 minutes to go now of this mindfulness of breathing meditation. Trying to apply yourself as best as you can to truly being mindfully aware of each in-breath and each out-breath. Breathing in, put. Breathing out, do. Knowing. As we come towards the end of the meditation, it's good to get a sense for this quality of mindfulness. Like really notice what's mindfulness like, without having an opinion, just like really noticing what's it like when there's more clarity, more of a sense of space. Breathing in, put. Breathing out, do. Knowing. it's important actually that when we end the meditation that we actually set the intention to carry some of this quality into our life, so that we're taught in Thailand, teachers are often telling the monks to know every posture, know when you're sitting, you know when you're walking, you know when you're lying down, you know when you're standing, you know when you're moving between buildings, moving through a door, you know when you're going to the bathroom, you know when you're about to speak, you know when you're speaking, you're aware of what you're speaking about. So we have to set this intention that when we do the form of meditation, it's like charging a battery. And then you use this energy, this clarity, and you carry it through the day. Breathing in, put. Breathing out, do. When we develop more mindfulness, we might begin to notice different qualities and different thoughts. It's almost as if there are different voices inside. And when mindfulness is good, we might have a sense of which ones are more trustworthy and which ones are less trustworthy. When we meditate, it's like cleaning the mind, reorienting the mind to goodness, to clarity. And then we have to notice which of my thoughts are worth pursuing, which of them would it be better to abandon, which of my habits are good habits, which of my habits are unskillful habits. So we need this quality of mindfulness, and we apply it in other areas of our lives. Which of my thoughts and habits will help me to be a truly content person with well-being? Which of my thoughts and habits will lead to discomfort, remorse? So as we finish our meditation, we set the intention to live a life with mindfulness and with some wisdom. And with loving kindness and with compassion for yourself and for others. If you like, you can dedicate merit now to someone that you know, or someone who passed away. Share the merit of your meditation. May I be well, may I be happy. And may this other person also be well. May they be happy. Or dedicate merit to all beings.